652-3707.
Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you would like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as lots of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. If you would like to download this radio program's podcast, they are available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time who we will be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please contact us through sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty, America. We're again coming at you live every weekday from 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time Zone and on Saturdays from 4 to 6 live Central Standard Time Zone. And you have with you on this beautiful sunny day in Minnesota here, Friday, November 4th, 2011, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Now, folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate, the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of, the voice the pro-choicers, the pro-murderers wish to silence, the patriots that the globalists despise. We are them Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the show. Folks, a quick heads up. If you'd like to be a part of today's radio show, please give us a call. The lines are open for you to call in at 1-877-807-9977. Again, that number is 1-877-807-9977. This is the show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct, because as I always say, I can hear y'all mimicking and echoing back to me. It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's heads. Correct the mundo, because we are turning talk radio into do radio.
And this week we have, and actually today, more importantly, or more specifically, every Friday, Bradley's been contributing to the commentary section on WorldNet Daily. So we have another one posted today. You can find that as you become a fan of the Sons of Liberty Facebook page, right on the sonsoflibertyradio.com in the upper right-hand corner. Also posted on that Facebook page today, again, Bradley just did another video of a comparison or a contrast from 1962 to 2011, and it will definitely take away, what it does ultimately is everybody's heard of the analogy of the boiling frog. The frog jumps in the water, they slowly turn up the heat, the frog eventually boils to death. He doesn't notice the temperature increase. But when you contrast these 2 years, 2011 and 1962, you can see the huge difference between just 50 years in our society, 51 years, or actually 49 years. Also on GCN Live, on the front page, GCNLive.com, Bradley's been contributing to a weekly commentary on there as well. So you can see that on GCN Live, and look for these every Friday. They'll be coming out every Friday on WorldNet Daily, and then also on the GCN homepage there, and also at sonsoflibertyradio.com, right on our Facebook fan page. We encourage you to become a part of it.
Folks, I got a question for you. because I like to drop question marks, because then you have to answer them with exclamation points. And I just thought to myself, watching the great reformer Martin Luther the other day, I thought to myself, what would happen in our country if everybody took a stand? And as he gave his first copy of the German translated Bible over to the king of the day, when he said to him, no compromise. Mm-hmm. And the king looked at him and said, no compromise. And Martin said, no, no compromise. And because of that man, over 540 million people in this country or in this world now follow that man's reformation, which is the word of God, because the head is Christ, of course. But listen to what Martin Luther said during the Inquisition. He was called into question for his 95 thesis in front of the council. And this is what he said. He said, I cannot renounce all of my books because they are not all the same. The first of those books in which I have described Christian faith and life is so simple that even my opponents have admitted that these works are useful. Of course, because it was the Word of God. Martin Luther goes on, to renounce these writings would be unthinkable, for that would be to renounce accepted Christian truths. The second group of my work is directed against the foul doctrine and evil living of the popes past and present, said Martin Luther in the 1500s. Through the laws of the Pope and the doctrines of men, the consciences of the faithful have been miserably vexed and flagged. If I recant these books, the truth of Christ, I will do nothing but add strength to tyranny and open not just the windows, but also the doors to this great ungodliness. In this third group, I have written against private persons and individuals who uphold Roman tyranny, speaking of the government of the day, and have attacked my own efforts to encourage piety to Christ. I confess that I have written too harshly, said Martin Luther. I'm a man and a man, and I can err. Only let my errors be proven by Scripture, and I will revoke my work and throw my books into the fire. Since your majesty and your lordships require a simple reply, I will answer. He pauses. Unless I am convinced by Scripture and by plain reason, listen to that, plain reason, and not by popes and councils who have so often contradicted themselves, my conscience is captive to the Word of God. To go against conscience is neither right nor safe. I cannot and I will not recant. Here I stand. I can do no other. God help me. Isn't it interesting when Martin Luther bowed not to gods, foreign gods, gods of the people, idol gods, graven images, that the God of heaven showed himself strong on the behalf of one man. And 500 years later, we're still talking about the man that shook the gates of hell. Because again, Scripture tells us that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. Amen. Yesterday now, to link that to what I want to talk about today, yesterday we received a call, and the caller said, Jesus would love on the homosexuals. Now, where this came from, I don't know, but I just thought about it, and it was provocative for me. It provoked thought. She said, Jesus would love on the homosexuals, and I say, yes, indeed, he would, and he has shed his blood for every one of us. Jesus always taught men not to offend God, not to offend God, not the offender. As a matter of fact, the word offense means anything contrary to the law of God. Isn't it interesting how those in our country are more sympathetic to them that commit the crimes towards God than them that are actually doing the offending? Now, when I come back, I'm going to open this up, and I'm going to, again, open the lines up for you if you'd like to weigh in. That number is 1-877-807-9977. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, the number is 1-877-807-9977. And if you want to know who we are, sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hi, this is Michael Anthony Peruca for Institute on the Constitution. As a former presidential candidate for the Constitution Party, I believe it's critically important to the cause of liberty that all Americans be well-versed not only in the words of the Declaration of Independence and the United States Constitution, but in the biblical principles on which they are based. In light of vast government lawlessness, there are many of us who have decided to do all we can to try to reinvigorate the American culture with these critical American principles, and we were hoping that you would like to join us. To that end, the Sons of Liberty are sponsoring a 12-week Constitution course beginning Tuesday, November 29th. The location will be the Jesus People Church, located just west of Maple Grove. The cost is $240 for individuals or families, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. Or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life. And they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com. And for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree. Free shipping and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, herbalhealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, herbalhealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on herbalhealer.com. And try eFood storable meals for free. Bookmark herbalhealer.com. Then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty again, folks. That number is 1-877-807-9977. One more heads up for you, too. Not only can you go ahead and take a look at us on sonsoflibertyradio.com, but you can also go to my Facebook if you'd like to. Bradley Dean on Facebook. Bradley Dean, it's B-R-A-D-L-E-E, capital D-E-A-N. And did you want to say something real quick, Jake?
No, not to that, but folks, we're encouraging you to become a part of these and fans of these because there's always new content coming out. Like I said at the beginning of the show, we've got new columns daily. There's a lot of videos that are going on right now. Bradley's been in the studio for quite some time. And also the My War documentary. It's a culmination of all of these videos. We want to encourage you. Christmas is coming soon. These are great gifts. A lot of your young people that you have around your family, and also those that are older, but you're always trying to identify, what should I do? Get my kid a Target gift card for $25 so he can go buy brainless music that'll teach him only to rebel against the world, or you can get him good content and good messages from a ministry like You Can Run But You Cannot Hide. My War is on the front right-hand corner of the Sons of Liberty Radio website, and if you click on that, you can watch the trailer. This is good stuff for your kids, folks. It's going to increase in them. You're already going to get gifts for them. You're already going to get stuff for them. Let's let it be something that's going to promote
edification, righteousness,
right,
goodness, and
life.
Truth. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. Yesterday we received a call, and the caller said, Jesus would love on the homosexuals. By the way, where did that come from?
I think she was asking, she was confused because we talk about the topic of homosexuality quite
a bit. The caller before him said something about...
Oh, yeah, the gays and the education.
Just think about this now. So the caller yesterday called in, Everett, as a matter of fact, from mm-hmm. Tennessee called in.
Yep.
And when Everett was talking, he had said, can you believe what's going on in New York City? And he couldn't believe that they were teaching bestiality. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, the homosexual agenda, already they don't understand. No, they're reprobate, mm-hmm. meaning that God has taken his hand off of them. And they don't see things the way that me and you see things. That's a fact. Mm-hmm. I say white, they say black. I say black, they say white. That's a communist agenda, by the way. Okay. And when I said that, all of a sudden we got a phone call from a lady in Minneapolis. And she had said that Jesus would love on the homosexuals as well. And I say, yes, indeed, he would. And keep in mind, the love that Christ showed us was a demonstration, because nowhere in the Bible did he tell us he loved us. He only showed us 1 John 3:18. And most people in America don't know that because they don't read their Bibles. You could write damnation into the dust on top of their Bibles. But what was interesting about it is we just got talking about how offensive the doctrine is that they want to throw on the kids in public schools in this country.
Yep.
And immediately somebody called in to defend the offender.
Mm-hmm.
they called in to defend the offender. It's interesting, folks. Jesus always taught men not to offend God.
Yep.
We're to fear God. We're not. By the way, we're not even to fear hell. That's the consequence of our unrepented sin before God. Jesus always preached his law so men would repent, which includes liars, thieves, murderers, coveters, kidnappers, those that dishonor their parents, so on and so forth. Go to 1 Timothy 1:9. Why are the people in this country so sympathetic to them that commit the crimes towards God and mankind? Why is so much more mercy shown to the offender rather than to the offended? I want you to think about that for a second, folks. Why is more mercy, as some call it, shown to the offender rather than the one that's offended? It says in Isaiah 59, and judgment is turned backwards, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter in. Equality. Yeah, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. You know, folks, the very habitation of God is judgment and justice. A fire goes before him and burns up his enemies round about him. Psalm 9:16 talks about how God is known by the judgments that he executes. It says on the Supreme Court building with Moses and the Ten Commandments, justice, the guardian of liberty. What unifies our union is justice. It's interesting, that's the word that's missing in our country, justice. Why is that? Let me ask the question again. Why did Christ die on the cross? What did he die for?
To fulfill judgment.
That's exactly what he did. He was fulfilling judgment. Judgment unto victory, might I add.
On our behalf.
So, why did Jesus die on the cross? Because he died for the sins of the world. Let me tell those people in this country that don't understand the Word of God. To offend means to transgress God's law, number one. Sins means to transgress God's laws. The moral law, not the ceremonial law. The ceremonial law has been fulfilled in Christ. Let me ask you the next question. Who put Christ on the cross? The sins of men did. And as I talked to you yesterday, folks, on the radio, who put him on the cross? It wasn't the left that put him on the cross. It was the right that put him on the cross. Because they thought within themselves that they were the standard rather than Christ risen as the standard. See, man's fallen carnal nature is not the standard, folks. And let me tell the women out there and the guys out there, neither is your emotions. It's principled. It was Christ's blood that was the price of our redemption. Don't forget that. It's the price of the blood of our veterans that is the price of our redemption so we can have the freedom to ratify the Constitution of the United States and enforce it. It's because of the blood. What would you think of them that see the price that Christ paid or our veterans paid on the cross of Calvary and in the natural, Arlington, and yet stayed in their sins? What would you think of that? How do you sympathize with somebody that shows no regard at all for the sacrifice paid to give them the freedoms that they have? Yet, what do we hear? You know, Jesus would love on the homosexuals. He would love on the sinners. Yes, he came into the world to save men from their sins, ma'am, not in their sins. Matthew 1:21. The grace of God empowers us to restrain from committing sin before God. It's not a cover-up, as you have probably been taught. That's a false grace.
That's right.
Furthermore, after asking me the question, what would you think of the price that was paid on the cross of Calvary and our veterans paid in Arlington to ratify the Constitution? And what would you think of those people that kicked up against it and protested them when they came back from war? Or protested Christians for preaching God's righteousness, to establish righteousness? What would you think of them going in Arlington, or Christians professing their Christianity and not departing from iniquity, promoting sin, advocating sin, and practicing sin, and defending sin? Why are you defending the sinners rather than pointing your finger at them, telling them to repent for the kingdom of God is at hand? Is that too far over the top for you? Or does it take actual faith and real faith to actually speak forth the words of Christ? Isn't it interesting that we've heard this before? The reason for atheists in this country and in the world is because of professed Christians. You know what? For the most part, that's exactly right. But let me clarify it. Nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ did. Folks, what you're seeing out there is a lack of Christianity. When you see people go hand in glove with sinners and allowing them to stay in their sin, there again you're seeing the hypocrisy from the right, and you're seeing the left attempt to justify themselves in their sins that put Christ on the cross and our veterans in foreign lands to ratify the Constitution. Now, we've heard this too. Well, Bradley, mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Yes, Christ to save sinners, to deliver men from their sins, but men must repent for their sins, and the repentance offered by God is the mercy shown on his behalf towards mankind. Let's put it into perspective. Not outside of perspective. Let me take it back to George Washington, and this is a true story, by the way, and it concerns the scripture of mercy rejoiceth against judgment. Again, this is a true story. It's told of Major André, and he had been caught as a spy in our country. I say this to the sympathizers and to those that love the truth to only enforce it all the more in your heart. Major André had been caught as a spy in our country, and there was undoubted proof that he was guilty, and by the laws of war, he ought to be put to death. What he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause, and if such an act went unpunished. Concerning the homosexuals, they want to eradicate the Constitution of the United States because they want their rights. Folks, they're not rights. Because God didn't give them a right to offend him. We're not free. Freedom wasn't given to us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. That's real freedom. That's real righteousness. And by the laws of war, Major André, he ought to be put to death. And what he had done was intended to the ruin of the American cause. And if such an act went unpunished, it would expose the army to surprise and destruction. He should, in accordance with the law of nations, be put to death. But on the other hand, there was his youth, his high attainments, his honorable connections, his brilliant hopes and pleading that he might live and that he might be pardoned. But in the heart of George Washington, the prompting of justice and mercy came into collision. Both could not be satisfied, and there seemed to be but one course of pursuit. His sense of justice was shown in the act by which he signed the death warrant. His feelings of compassion in the fact that when he did it, his eyes poured forth like a flood of tears. You see, Washington so loved his country that he knew if such an act went unpunished, it would only encourage the next person to do it as well, thus endangering the country's justice, and justice had to be satisfied. However, every generous feeling of our nature would have been gratified if mercy could have been triumphed and the youthful and accomplished officer could have been spared. Now, when I look at what's going on with the homosexual agenda concerning what she was talking about yesterday, I'm trying to figure out how, now that they got past DADT unlawfully and illegally, now they're trying to eradicate DOMA, Defense of Marriage Act. Why are you defending them, ma'am? I'm just curious. What are they going for? The eradication of who we are and what's been established by our veterans. You got Bradley and Jake. We'll be right back after this break. If you want to weigh in, 1-877-807-997.
The Sons of Liberty is willing to do what it takes to ensure that you and your posterity remain in this blessed country full of the possibilities of liberty. However, our work cannot go on without you. We rely on the generosity of faithful listeners like you. We're asking you to become a son or daughter of liberty and partner with us financially. The future of our nation is depending on it. All donations are tax deductible. And with a gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747, 1-866-233-0747, or go online and donate at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings you responses like this.
This is the first time that I've listened to your show, actually. I've heard snippets of it here and there, but I've never actually turned it on and listened to it, and I really appreciate your witness, just an unquestionable out there with Jesus Christ. I'm so grateful for your show and for your faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Whatever winter activity you enjoy, from snowmobiling, snowshoeing, skiing, or camping, there's inherent danger that you may find yourself having to stay warm. Be ready with InstaFire, a revolutionary, safe, simple, and versatile fire starter. InstaFire is a patented blend of volcanic rock, wood pellets, and paraffin wax that gets a fire blazing in just minutes. InstaFire is self-sustaining fire that starts right on top of snow or water and even burns wet wood. Sound incredible? It is. Check it out at InstaFire.com, a must for any outdoor outdoor winter activity, Instafire easily lights with matches or flintlock lighters is environmentally friendly. Stores Easy is lightweight, comes in a variety of sizes, and starts at $1.25 for a single pack or only $59.95 for a 5-gallon pail with free shipping. Go to Instafire.com, spelled Instafire.com, or call 888-482-4868. That's 888-482-4868. Safe, simple, versatile. Instafire. What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no Social Security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect. Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Opposition is a bad sign for the Christianity of this day that it provokes so little opposition. If there were no other evidence of it being wrong, I should know it from that. When the church and the world can jog along comfortably together, you may be sure that there is something wrong. The world is not altered. Its spirit is exactly the same as it ever was. And if Christians were equally faithful and devoted to their Lord they say they love so much, and separated from the world, living so their lives were a reproof to all ungodliness, the world would hate them as much as it ever did. Boy, is that why Jesus said they're going to hate you the same way they hated me? And they're going to persecute you because they persecuted me first?
Or is that why he went to the cross? Is that why he was
killed? I don't know, but it's a different Christianity. These people today, they think that Jesus is walking around in pink booties, smacking sheep on the hind end. And yes, I speak as a man, but how foolish from the truth.
But that is
we're talking
boss.
About a resurrected king that tolerates no sin
all. Even look at the paintings. Look at the way that they articulate what they speak from the pulpits. Look at how careful everything is not to do anything and never take ground. All it ever does is protect the ground that it stands on and lose it incrementally. That's all it does. If a man can get a bigger building and
they're
lose
losing,
a little ground
they're
for
losing
it,
the game and they're yelling
to.
At the team that's winning.
Yeah, if they even bother.
Well, what's up with that?
Yeah, if they even bother to
you know
even
what they
get
want
into Jake, the game.
What they want is they want to make sure that the other team doesn't beat my team as much as you're beating my team. And everything needs to be equal because we don't want somebody shamed.
Yeah.
And then the next thing that comes up is, who are you to judge me? Read Matthew 7. You're taking that out of context. And then the other thing is this. What are you holier than thou? Are you better than me? No, Christ is better than all of us. And we're just pointing our finger to him.
Yeah.
And he's the standard. You are not. But go ahead and exemplify your point.
Even if in that context right there, when Christ came as a man in the flesh. But he was God, and what was his will? To do the will of God.
Yeah.
What did the hierarchy of the day, you brought up before, who was it that had Christ crucified? The people that had Christ crucified were the religious, the right, those people that were, and the word is really counterfeit. They looked on appearance and the outward, but they didn't have the spirit inside. Therefore, they got together, went to the Gentiles, because they couldn't crucify Jesus. They went to the governing officials to have him snuffed out. The very officials they claimed to hate.
That's right. And that's right. And what's interesting is it was also those that had Christ crucified, the religious hypocrites of the day, that were also saying there is no king but King Caesar.
That's
so
right.
Where was their heart?
It shows they're completely double-minded. And at that particular point where we see that they're counterfeit because they have an exterior look, I mean, they still did the sacrifices. They still wore the proper clothing. They still kept the Sabbaths and the holy days, etc. They even had their own form of Mosaic court. I mean, the court was set up based on the Decalogue. But if you look at that word counterfeit and you go to Romans, where they start to worship themselves, they start to worship the Creator, they start to worship a God, but with no spirit. It's a dead God. It doesn't exist. At that particular point, God gives them over to a reprobate mind, and that's what we're talking about here, a counterfeit. And they will always turn into a Judas. They can't not but turn into a Judas because they don't have eyes to see the true Christ that's right in front of them.
They don't want eyes to see it. I told my wife on the way home, you know what discernment is? Discernment is walking according to the truth. And discernment comes from that. If I'm unified with the Holy Ghost, the Bible says that the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, and you obey because you love, because of the love of God that's been shed and brought in your heart. But I will walk into the degree of discernment, and I will hold discernment according to the degree that I walk in the truth and in the light. And if you don't walk into the absolute Word of God and the absolute light of God, you're not going to discern because you don't want to discern. That's as far as you're going. And what you've done at that point is you set yourself as a standard rather than Christ.
And you know what it even says, the beginning of this, where does all of this happen? It's not like all of a sudden somebody's born this way. It happens when you hold the truth and unrighteousness. It says in the beginning Romans 1. You go out and you hold the truth. Again, it's the truth is in your hand, but it's in unrighteousness. You're so close to the light, but yet you can't see what the light truly is. And then when the light truly comes, as Christ came, as the Son of God, as any answer or any light, you can look at MLK, you can look at any person who has started reform, even Martin Luther, and even before Martin Luther, who really didn't lay the bedrock, it was the Wycliffe's of the world, it was the John Huss's, the ones that lost their head, laid their blood as a sacrifice so that Martin Luther could come in
and
be ushered in. That's right, Calvin. If you look at even Luther and what happened historically in Europe right there, people had to lay down their lives. Germany hated the Pope. There was political things the Lord was doing. Luther didn't just walk in and say, "Hi, I'm Martin Luther. The Reformation must begin." There was a platform set for him to walk
they
in.
They pulled him
into
that.
He wasn't deterred from it.
Yeah, he originally went in honoring the Pope, and then he found out the Pope was the problem.
Yep.
And then at the very end, they won the day when the kings didn't bow to false doctrine, the doctrine of the Romans of the day.
I think this is the best part in that whole climate of that day. At that time, the German hierarchy, or the German dukes, as they would call them, the ruling party in Germany, had an opportunity because the King of England, or the Holy Roman Empire, was coming against them, breathing down their throats, saying, "You better come back to the fold. You better come back to Catholicism." At that time, they needed religion in order to improve their political infrastructure and their strength. And so religion was the way to unite everybody. The king, or the dukes of that time, could have resented Luther and said, forget about this new confession of faith. Forget about what's just happened. We might lose our heads.
Yeah.
But
wait a second. Martin Luther's the one that actually went and met with the dukes and told them that this is not a time for caution. Mm-hmm. This is a time for boldness and courage.
That's right. And at that time, had they chose the caution method, we would have never had what we had. And liberty would have been hemorrhaged again, just like it was after John Huss, just like it was after Wycliffe. But the bigger picture of this whole thing is that God's plan is much bigger than that, and God won't ever leave himself without a witness.
Yeah.
And so to be used in that service is the greatest privilege, American.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, again, holding the truth and unrighteousness, why this radio program continuously points out sin to get it out of the way, to get rid of the obstructions.
This is what the problem
is. So you can walk into it.
This is what the problem is. We're giving you the answer.
Yep.
And we'll have all your preaching too much.
That's right. Too much preaching, too much Bible.
No,
that's the answer.
And if you reject that, it's you're rejecting the light that was sent to show you the way out of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to hit a couple things.
And whose fault is that if you don't walk out of darkness
when
the light is
here? That's why
they're
condemned. That's why there is therefore no condemnation to those that are in Christ Jesus. If they're condemned, it's because they love darkness rather than the light. Read John 3:18. It's your choice, and it's everybody's choices. Mm-hmm. But until they know who we are, they're not going to want to come out of the darkness. And there's a lot of people that are in darkness that want to know, and they'll see the darkness or the light, and they'll come out of darkness.
Yep.
But anyways, you said a couple things. First of all, crisis to the Chinese, just a little side note, this is an awesome stuff. Crisis to the Chinese has two meanings. It means either danger or it means opportunity. In America, you're born of the same spirit, but you should understand that opportunity is the answer. It's not danger. Though it is dangerous, it's still an opportunity for us to set the record straight. The other thing you said, I was born this way. I want to give you this. Right must always be right. Truth must always be truth. Purity must always be purity. Right and wrong is a permanent fixture of morality that God established through the Ten Commandments that cannot be moved or shifted from their proper place. Listen, America, you cannot bring right down to a lower level because others may want it lower to fit their lawless lifestyles. It must be where it always is. What is trying to replace the law that produces liberty? I love that. That's no good for any society. That produces bondage, not liberty. Do away with the law of God and your public, your republic folks, and you have no crime. Criminals love that mentality because right is right eternally and cannot be wrong. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. I'll say that again. You cannot lift up wrong and make it somewhat right. And that's what you're hearing today in this country. We've all heard the lawless try to excuse themselves out of doing that which is right, just and true, by saying, I was born this way, or I just can't help myself. Well, let me say this. It's very specious, but it's utterly false. It's inaccurate. Man's inability is not the kind which removes responsibility because it's moral, not physical. In other words, they have a right to make a choice. Never fall into the error that moral inability will be an excuse for sin, lawlessness. What, when man becomes such a liar that he cannot speak the truth, is he thereby exempted from the duty of truthfulness because he cannot help himself? That's foolish, folks. If your employee owes you a day of labor, is he free from the duty because he's made himself so drunk that he cannot serve you? Is a man freed from debt by the fact that he has not spent the money and therefore cannot pay it back? Try that with your banker, folks. Tell him you were born that way. Is a lustful man free to indulge in his passions because he cannot understand the beauty of morality? Because he says, I was born this way. This is a dangerous doctrine in America. The law is a just one, and man is bound by it, though his sin has rendered him incapable of doing so. Now, let me say this. If I did say that I stole from my employer, if I cannot help myself by not stealing from you and your property, if I cannot tell the truth because I'm such a liar, am I exempted, folks, from the law that says you better not do it because if you do, there's going to be consequences? Well, then how does it work for the immoral when they say that I'm born this way? It's ridiculous, folks. Born this way? Where's the cross? Everybody has to deny themselves and take up the cross. To the homosexual communities, to those that are in prison, that are blaming everybody else for their crimes. Well, whose fault is it? Who made the choice to break the law? You did. That's why you're in jail. You're paying the consequence. I want to say this to that lady, if I can rewind just a little bit from yesterday. There's a lot of people in hell right now that Jesus loved, but they made their own bed. They made their own choices. Jesus didn't make them for them. He gave them the commandments to obey. And just like the Word of God says, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him.
You know, and you look at the word salvation. What did Christ come to bring? Is salvation. If salvation is truly real, what if I went and you were locked up in a jail cell somewhere?
Salvation means liberation from bondage,
that's right,
folks.
So if you're locked up in a jail cell somewhere and I come to you and I say, hey, you know, you've got salvation right now. Look at you. You're doing great. You are saved. You are free. You are liberated. You're going to say, no, dude, I'm sitting in a jail cell. I'm not saved. But that's what people attempt to do.
Yeah.
Well, you're saved, but yet you're staying captive to your sin. You're not saved.
No.
That's, we had
Jesus
a,
said, he that committeth sin is a servant of sin. And
no,
he said, you'll die in your
right
sins.
On.
And the result and the consequence of you dying in your sin before God is your own choice.
Yep. And that's why this has so much to do with society, with governments, and who we are as a people, because salvation has everything to do with your liberty, folks.
When we come back, we started off with a little bit of a commentary with Martin Luther speaking at a council and what he said. And I said, what would America be like if everybody did this? When we come back, I want you to exemplify Martin Luther's statement on faith.
Yeah.
And what is it that you want to do? We'll be right back after this break. The My War documentary series is brought to you by the Sons of Liberty. This documentary takes you back to the foundations of who we are as a people and gives you insight into topics such as our founding fathers, what kids are being taught in public schools, abortion, drug abuse, Hollywood and the moral decline of our nation, and much more. Go to youcanruninternational.com, youcanruninternational.com, to purchase the My War documentary series today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. You got Bradley and Jake. And I wanted you to expound on what Martin Luther meant when he was having a class on the issue of faith. It's awesome. There's such a nugget here, a seed. And if you can hear it with your ears, man, take it home with you. Go ahead and share it with Jake.
Yeah, well, the Bible says that the just shall live by faith. And Martin Luther, who practically memorized, I know for sure, almost the whole New Testament due to the fact that he was translating it. At that particular time, nobody read the Bible to the entire country of Germany, and not to mention the world.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, at times you could be fined, you could even be killed as a heretic for having portions of Scripture translated in the common tongue. So at this particular time, Luther's translating the Bible. He's struggling with his sin because in the Roman Catholic Church, it was a works-based religion. You do this, you get this. Now, governments have adopted that and always have throughout history. This was just another form of government hierarchy. They adopted that, too. Keep the people in fear that they have to do this for you, then they get salvation, or then they get liberty, or then we don't come to their house and burn their crops if you give us X amount of dollars in taxes, etc. It's always going to come down to the money, ultimately. But at this particular time, Luther's reading the scripture, and then he finds out the just shall live by his faith. And he starts to see the error in the teaching that you can do anything to merit salvation. Now, there's a big difference. If you come to somebody who doesn't do bad things because he'll get in trouble for them, and that's the only reason he doesn't do bad things, and sometimes that's what the law does because the law is made for the lawless.
Yeah.
At this particular time, he's teaching as a professor in college, and all of his students that are training in theology to become priests, etc., because that was a distinguished position back then, these people, these young boys, would have brothels. Many of the popes did. They'd molest little boys. I mean, there's a huge history of the
corruption in church. It's still going on.
And that's not just popes. Many Lutherans thereafter, even during Martin Luther's time, there was all this corruption in the hierarchy. But the point
and we're talking about Martin Luther's time.
That's right. Okay. The point getting back to it is Luther is teaching these, because he's a professor right now, that the just shall live by faith, that all a man needs for salvation is faith. And what does that mean? It takes all of the merit off of ourselves and what we do and puts it right on Christ where it belongs. Just like our veterans. We don't go to our veterans, dig them up in the grave and say, what are you going to do to make me free? They're going to say, are you silly? You didn't need to dig me up. I've already done it.
Yeah, and don't take my uniform off and put it on.
Yeah, and don't do that in self-righteousness. Yeah. But at that time, people were looking for the salvation. So here you've got a classroom full of students saying, this is nuts.
What a crude analogy, Jake.
We've got nothing to do. We don't have to do anything to be saved. Now, from a carnal mindset, because they haven't seen the price, they haven't seen the cross of Christ, all they do is fear God because they might go to hell at the end if they don't serve him.
And that's the wrong heart.
Just like the Roman Catholic Church was doing, the Roman Empire was doing too. They were fear-mongering. They were keeping fear on people to get what they wanted.
Yeah.
The students then reacted with, well, this is craziness. This isn't what we've been taught. This doesn't even make sense to the carnal mind. I don't have to do anything, and I'm still going to be saved. And Martin Luther says, yes, you don't have to do anything. You can still be saved, so long as you have faith. And then the young boy says, so I can do whatever I want? It went from not doing anything to now I get to do whatever I want. You see what's in his true heart.
Yep.
He's thinking, I want to go to the brothel. I want to get drunk. I want to have women. You know, this is awesome. And still go to heaven? This is the life. And Luther says, yes, you can do whatever you want. As long as you have faith, you'll be saved. And then the whole class looks at each other, starts laughing, thinking inside of their minds, which were lust-filled, this is what I'm going to go do right now. And at the end of it, Luther says, so what is it that you want to do? Turn the question on them. Do you really have faith?
Yeah.
Because if you want to do that which is right, then yes, you do. If you don't want to do that which is right, then you don't have faith. Therefore, you're not going to be saved. Thinking that salvation just falls upon you and it's no big deal and I can do what I want as a result of it. But when faith truly works in you, folks, you can't shut your mouth. You continue to do. You look for responsibility. You look for areas not only in your life but in society in general to make things better. You don't look to indulge oneself. And so what did Martin Luther do?
Yeah.
And there was a handful of students that came out of the seminary that he was teaching in that actually joined him in the Reformation. Philip Melanchthon was one. There was a whole host of these. Even Spalatin followed him. And then the Duke at large ended up following him. But there was also the lust-filled driven ones that caused the peasant uprisings and revolt because it was based on lust. And people died and lost their life.
Yeah, but what's interesting about it is today you hear Martin Luther said, go and sin as much as you want.
Yeah, sin boldly and come to the throne of grace boldly.
Well, let's put it into context.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where, again, they selectively report. They make Martin Luther out to be something he never was.
Yeah.
And they try to smear him that
way. Yeah, make him like themselves, right?
That's exactly right.
Just like when MLK dies, they give him a nice monument. And guess who shows up? All the leaders with the same ideology, the same sons of the men that killed him or had him killed or allowed him to be killed, one of the three, they're there putting flowers around the gravestone.
Yeah. It's interesting that back in the day, again, speaking about the time around the time of Martin Luther, that the priests of the day used to use the judgments of God against the people, but they would act like they were the propitiation or the appeaser or the one that was going to make peace between them and Christ. And that's exactly what they wanted. That's why they wouldn't let them have the word. Just think about that, America. You have the word of God in every hotel that you go to in this country. We are completely without excuse.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that you said something about how, you know, they feared God the wrong way. They were afraid that if they offended him, then they would end up in hell. That's not the right heart. We should love God and his laws because of the love of virtue, not because of the fear of hell.
That's right. And then the church used that. And folks, this is what's so important, that religious freedom is ultimately going to be the bedrock of your liberty in a nation, period. Oh, I can be an atheist and be virtuous. No, you really can't, not without the principles of Christ. And this is why. Because when the Pope saw that fear in the people, then what he said is, oh, if you do good things for the church, then you can eliminate that fear. Government does the same thing. The people then people put their trust in the salvation of a system of man rather than the God who created all things. That was the stopping point. It's the same thing in your country, folks. If you don't appeal to heaven, if you don't appeal to God, you're just going to change tyrants and tyrannies, like John Adams said. You've got to put the emphasis on virtue. And that virtue, the source of that virtue, is God himself. And when you go outside of that, you lose the whole thing. You just trade a Republican tyrant for a Democratic tyrant, for an independent tyrant, for a libertarian tyrant.
Yeah.
They're all tyrants, unless they're submitted to the God of heaven who gives liberty.
Martin Luther also said this, just to bring this into a proper balance, and when he said this, it was so good because I understood it right away. If your heart is right, you'll get it. To he who has ears, let him hear what the Spirit of the Lord has to say. He who has eyes, let him see. And it was interesting when he said the man that longs to be freed from sin is the man that's ready to be judged by God. That's exactly right. Not to stay in it, not to look for an excuse to remain in it. Listen, we should be offended at what God's offended at because it's his love within us in the first place. We shouldn't accept the things that he doesn't accept. Charles Spurgeon said this, and here again, here was a general of God. They called him the Prince of Preachers, a Baptist preacher back in the 1800s. He said this, "I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that hate him."
Most people are thinking love him.
Well, it is love him in Scripture, okay. But he's exactly right. Because he was putting it into perspective not to play with a just and a holy God. I mean, what does Scripture tell us? Don't go that way. It's correction. And the Bible tells us correction is grievous to those that forsake the way. We don't want to forsake the way. We want to know the straight and narrow way. Mm-hmm. And going back to Martin Luther in the time of the government and the church, how they were going hand in glove with their corruption.
No separation.
That's why Jesus said to beware of the leaven of Herod, of government, and beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites. Walk right down the center of it. Because once you're in the church, you don't have just the left to deal with. No, it's both sides. As a matter of fact, if you want to find favor, you'll find it more with the left because they seem to, in a lot of ways, get more of it than those that hold the truth and unrighteousness.
Yeah.
You can't do that. You can't be partial in the truth. Either you're all the way in or you're all the way out. Jesus said, if you're warm, I'll spew you out of my mouth. That's what he said.
Yeah, they're not trying to hold that which is godly. They're not claiming that at all. So,
right.
In fact, they're actually more truthful than those that try to hold the truth, but yet it being unrighteous.
And that's what the left is looking for.
Yeah.
I mean, when you believe what you say, I'll tell you what, you're going to stand the test of time in a trial because now the left has finally found someone that believes what they say and they want to know it to be true. They're not always just looking to pull the rug from under you. They're looking for someone that will stand the test of time.
Yeah.
If you really believe it, then I want to see him. If you really believe it, I want to see the Lord heal. If you really believe what he says, then I want to see his judgments. I want to see his mercy. I want to see him answer my prayers. Well, he does, but you have to ask. I can't do that for you. But I find that more with the left than I do with the right, because the right thinks that they have all the answers. The conservatives, it's interesting, you get run into so many conservatives not understanding the definition of their name, meaning preservatives. It's interesting that they are the first ones to say, I don't want God here, or, not too much of that. I'll have a little of Jesus there while I'm partying and doing drugs and committing adultery. Well, that's a different Jesus. And that's what I see there. But with the left, you're right. They'll do exactly what they know to do. And I'm by no means justifying the left or the right. I'm only justified when I'm found in Christ and not outside of that.
Mm-hmm. And that all men can be justified in Christ when they acknowledge that simple fact that he's right, we're wrong, no matter what it is that we're doing.
If you can come to terms with that, folks, that will put so many people at rest. And there's so much hope in that. If you can just come to the terms that Christ is right and you are wrong, that's exactly where you're going to find him. Because, again, Martin Luther said, God can create out of nothing, and until you become nothing, he will create nothing out of you.
Mm-hmm.
Good enough. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We love you by what we do. Thank you for joining us today. We'll be again on live tomorrow from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you'd like to be a part of that show tomorrow, please give us a call, 1-877-807-9977, or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Again, that's sonsoflibertyradio.com.
And we are